Good evening, everybody. This is Dr. Needle, and I'm a PhD nutritionist, and I've been on the air every Thursday night, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's 8 p.m. Where I am in Atlanta, Georgia, and I have a private practice, and the information that I like to give out each week, I like to keep it fresh and up to date. And also looking at other ways of healing than we are typically used to with regular medical doctors and what's called allopathic medicine or regular medicine. And even the second choice where we are doing holistic or alternative medicine, so to speak. And each of those two modalities are different, folks. They're different than what my program is all about. So I'd like you to listen in, and for the new people, there will be a lot of new information, and that's why I'm here every Thursday night to bring out alternative type of modalities that more than likely you are not familiar with, but are extremely, extremely helpful. And as far as I'm concerned, with my close to 30 years in this field, I'm getting the most accurate, the finest preventative and early stages of certain diseases and healing than I've ever had in my entire life. So I invite you to call in tonight at any time. And I'll break in from what I'm speaking about and get right with you and then come back to it. And you can call and have a free dowsing tonight where you call 1-888-815-9756. That's 1-888-815-9756. And during the next 55 minutes, call in. And there'll be a brief dowsing where I will pick up information and tell you where you are on the health spin. Are you in the healthy spin? Are you in the neutral spin? Or are you in the unhealthy spin? And I also, at the time that you call in, will give you, you give me your chronological age, and I will also add to that, what is the real age of the different systems, the different organs, cells, and tissues? What is the overall approximate real age of you inside? My program is all about reducing and slowing up the aging process and making us healthier, therefore younger inside. Let me give you an example. I am 71 years old, and that's, of course, my chronological age. My real body age has moved down, and it's moved down since I've been on the air in the last few weeks, that I am now 38 in actual body size. And that may be, gosh, real skeptical when somebody first hears that. But I assure you, if you come with the program, you too will experience in this reducing the aging process so that I am 38, my wife is 70, chronological age, and she is 37. So we are very, very excited. We feel this way, and here through the use of dowsing, and it is being confirmed, and it's very, very exciting, and I'm able to bring this to people in the United States and Canada, and I work primarily by phone, and it doesn't matter if you're whether you're in my office in Atlanta, Georgia, or you're calling from Nova Scotia. It makes no difference. I had a woman call in a couple of weeks ago from Paris, France. So give us a call at 1-888-815-9756, and I'll be glad to talk to you on the air. If you would like a free dowsing and a mini consultation about my program. Let me give you my office number to call tomorrow, next day, during the week, and leave your number if I'm not available to answer. And I promise you I will call you back and give you a free overall dousing of where you are in your health and what can I do for you. And folks, there are times where there are very advanced cases of certain diseases and illnesses. I would love to tell you that I am able to help that person. Well, there is a dividing line where that splits off, and I will be able to tell you right up front where I can work with you, whether it's Alzheimer's or cancer or diabetes. If it's in the early enough stages, we can do a tremendous healing about it. And what I'd like to do is let me give you that office number that you can call. And that is 1-800-653-1056. 1-800-653-1056. And that's the number to jot down, and then you can call me after the show tonight. I'll be in this office for probably 45 minutes. And if you call in right after that 45 minutes that I'm in session here now, and I'll be glad to talk to you, or just call 1-800-653-1056. Leave your name and number, and I'll get back with you within 24 hours or less. Tonight, I don't normally like to read things that are printed, but I've come across an article by Dr. McCullough, and I think it's so powerful, and it says what I have been preaching every week to you people out there, the lack of knowledge and misunderstandings and myths, and really being taught one side of the equation and never being exposed to the other side. And I was there once myself. So here we go. And let me start by just reading this section, and I will read it slow enough so it'll give you a chance to absorb it and call this number while I'm on the air, 1-888-815-9756. If you've got questions or a challenge about this, I'd love to hear from you and talk about it. Okay, the American healthcare system. Oh, somebody's already called. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Who am I speaking with?
Marcy.
I'm sorry?
Marcy from Burnsville, Minnesota.
Okay, Marcy. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
Good, good.
My question is, I went through menopause a year ago in August, and I've had a lot of trouble with sleeping the last few years, and I never used to have trouble with sleeping, so I think it's a hormone problem.
Yes.
And I was wondering how you balance that. And then I'm going back to school, and I have to do a paper on a person being bipolar. And I don't know, do you know of any remedies for that? Because I'm trying to get information to give a speech, and I'll be
okay.
A community worker.
How old are you?
To help people with different things like that.
How old are you?
51.
51. Going to school. Good for you.
Yeah, after 31 years. Yep. I've been nanny for many years, and
let me tell you a little bit why I'm not the typical natural healer or holistic healer that's out there. And what I do is that I have a specific program, and I can't go into all of the details on the show tonight, but I'm going to talk a little bit about it, and then I'll give out my office number, and you can call me back, and I can get very, very specific. But what the generality of what I'm saying is that if you take the individual genetics of your body, nobody else, just your body, nobody else in your family.
Mm-hmm.
And you find out what foods are making you sick, what foods are beneficial for you, and what foods are okay, they're not harming you, okay, and yet they're okay and you like to eat them, and that's fine, and you can eat those foods. And for the first time in your life, in 51 years, you'll know what's the best protein for you. You'll know what the best fruits are, or vegetables, or fish, or nuts and seeds. And we could go all grains. We could go on and on with the different categories. And it will be broken down in 500 different foods that are typically out there. And if somebody's got foods, I've got a client this week who has a lot of questions about different foods that are not on that plan, and that's fine. We'll cover that later. So if we do that and we finally have the right kind of nutrition and supplementation that will absorb, okay, and go into your system and work on the hormonal problems that are going on there and be able to work. And what I'm going to do right now, Marcy, with your permission, would you like to know whether you are really, really bipolar or not?
I don't think I am.
You're not.
This is on paper, but...
You're not.
If I am, I never used to be. Is that something you can get after going through menopause?
I'm saying to you, and I can't, that's why I want you to call me back, if you can.
This isn't about
where
me,
we can talk in specifics.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you right now on the air that is a catch-all. I'm not saying it does not exist. It is kind of like chronic fatigue syndrome. But when they first started, first of all, doctors didn't believe that even existed. And later on, when they didn't know what they or wasn't able to identify it, they put it in that hopper and called it chronic fatigue. And that's what they're doing with bipolar. And the pharmaceutical companies are joyous. They are rejoicing. What a bonanza of money and profit for those drugs. And I must tell you, every single medicinal drug, no matter what it is, and there are times in an emergency and when somebody's in a car accident and somebody's fallen out of a tree, that you have to have these drugs temporarily. Most of these drugs will have side effects to them, and later on they're going to cause a problem somewhere else in the body. But what my program is doing is to balance your body with these foods that are the primary cause of sickness and disease is eating the wrong lectins. It's called lectinology. And the fact that you are having what is being diagnosed falsely is bipolar is irregular.
That's not me. No, that was for school. It's a paper I'm doing. No, I think it's a hormonal thing from going through menopause. But no, the bipolar, that's not about me. That's about the paper I'm writing.
All right, well, I checked negative. I misunderstood you, and I'm sorry. So you are having hormonal problems, right?
Mm-hmm. And not being able to...
You're going through menopause, and I'm here to tell you...
Over a year, so it's post-menopausal.
Okay. All right. Menopause or post. I'm going to cover it all with what I'm going to tell you. Okay. There was hormone replacement therapy that was given to women for many, many years, up to 20 years. It took 20 years to realize that thousands of women had heart attacks. Okay. They had strokes caused by hormone replacement therapy. Now, and I work with several clients who are wanting to start or are already on bioidentical hormones. The physicians tell you it's safe, it's proven, and it's natural, and it works. Well, it does work, but it's not proven that it is safe, and there's already information that's coming in telling us that the long-range effects can be, and the risk of cancer goes up. So even though we are told this is purely natural, why not balance the body so that the body decides where the hormones are going to be and how much you need, because it's being furnished with the right foods for its genetics and the right supplementation for its genetics, and it's being detoxified with 54, they say, 54 trillion cells. Nobody knows how many cells are in our body. So what I'm saying, if you are interested and want to talk further to me, okay, you call 1-800-653-1056, and I will go into a little more detail with the program and the cost and all of that business, and you are going to be healed, okay, by your body, not by a doctor who is treating you with drugs and treating you either with drugs or surgery. That's what medicine is basically designed for. Drugs are certain.
I have GERD, too. So that's my digestion is really bad.
Yeah. Well, what I need to do is to do a dousing for you. I can tell you right now, if you would like me to tell you, where are you in the zone of healthy, neutral, or unhealthy? Would you like me to tell you? Are you interested, or would you rather not know?
With my GERD, because I need to take antacids all the time, otherwise I get acid reflux really bad. So I need to alkalize my body.
Okay. Are you interested in knowing where you are on the spin zone of dousing?
Sure.
Okay. You're in the unhealthy zone.
Yeah. No kidding.
And so, can I help you? Absolutely. Okay. So whatever is going on in your body, in the, you know, the things you've mentioned to me, when we get into it and you do this 500 food eating plan and you take supplements, you know, people are taking supplements and they're guessing. They don't know. The person at the health food store, they read a beautiful article on the internet. They got something in the mail. It doesn't mean, or they heard it on the radio. It doesn't mean that it's right for that individual person. It may be a wonderful product for somebody else, but we all are different and have a different blueprint. And this is why, Marcy, that I'm on the air to give people a choice that they never heard of that works. And it is so reasonable compared to the expenses of people, particularly they've taken a lot of different drugs, they're taking a lot of different herbs, and they're not working. And as Dr. Phil says, and how's that working for you? And these people are dragging. Their adrenal glands are low. They have no energy. They're not sleeping well. Okay, and a part of menopause is due to what I'm speaking of. And there are things that naturally, truly natural, not hormone replacement therapy or bioidentical hormones. They're very dangerous, and sooner or later, mark my words, folks, it's going to come out just like the hormone replacement therapy where they had to take, whoops, we're sorry about that. Sorry your mother died. Sorry your sister's dead. Sorry she had a stroke. And that you think that bioidentical hormones are the answer. They are not. So I'm not saying I have all the answers, but whatever I would recommend will have no negative side effects, none. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you for your time.
Sure. And if you want to be helped and really helped, call me. That's going to be up to you. If you're open enough and want to really get help, Marcy, give me a call back either tonight or tomorrow within the, 45 minutes after the show. Glad to talk to you further, or maybe later on. But I'm telling you, be careful, because even though we have health insurance, okay, my recommendations, and I was about to read that in this article to everyone, and I am when we hang up here, that you have to have health care, or is this disease management?
Mm-hmm.
This country is set up for disease management, managing your disease. That's mm-hmm. not Hillary's original health pitch. It isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is all about, where you don't have to be subjected to the mass market of drugs and surgery. And do you think that these drugs are healing people? Absolutely not. And when you hang up here and I read some of these numbers to you, I bet you're going to be surprised. So it's going to be up to you, Marcy. I am here as a teacher and a healer for those that are open enough and are willing to go another way. And I can tell you the testimonials that are out there in my practice, the results of people who have come to me, and then they go back to their doctors and they want to know what, and you know that, what they're going to say. Have you not heard it? Whatever, I'm not interested is what they're saying. Whatever you're doing, keep it up. It's working. That's what you're told. Because they don't know a thing about it. They have no real knowledge of nutrition. And what they're taught is drugs and surgery. And where it all stems from are the pharmaceutical companies. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good night. Okay, folks, I want to continue on with reading. Interesting lady. And I hope she calls because I can help her. And, of course, that's up to her. The American healthcare system is more than twice as expensive as the healthcare system of any other industrial country. Yet, premature death caused by its inappropriate and overpriced interventions are increasing at an exponential rate. Despite the fact that Americans pay $7,600 a year per person for health care, 16% of the GDP, it produces remarkably poor results. We actually rank last out of 19 countries for unnecessary death, despite the vastly increased use of a wide variety of, quote, wonder drugs, unquote, and vaccines. How can this be? Because Americans have been successfully brainwashed into believing the fairy tale that prescription drugs can prevent and can cure a disease. Overall, reports of side effects have increased a whopping 38% in the first quarter of this year compared to the previous four quarters. There is no doubt in my mind that a vast majority of the population is severely over-medicated with expensive and nearly always unnecessary drugs, considering the multitude of natural therapeutic options. And folks, I'm stopping a minute because this is what I do. I am working with people so that every one of these drugs has a negative side effect, and they are natural ways of healing. Unfortunately, when you go to the drugstore, okay, or you are buying products in the health food store, what is it for your genetics? What is it for your genetics? My specific God-given gift of dousing, and I know there are probably some folks out there that are dousers. I have clients who are dousers, and they own the dousing rods. But I can tell you, I wouldn't train anybody unless they wanted to spend a minimum of a year and a half with me so that I am working with people and their health, And it better be very, very accurate, because I deal with some very serious problems, and I catch them in early stages, and we're able to turn them around. So anyway, let's go back to the article here, that the side effects increased a whopping 38% in the first quarter of this year compared to the previous four quarters. There is no doubt that a vast majority of the population is severely over-medicated with expensive and nearly always unnecessary drugs, considering the multitude of natural therapeutic options. So, moving on, what's missing in all of the debates about healthcare reform for the United States is a holistic approach. The reason the United States ranks so poorly is because our system focuses on disease mongering and sickness care, whereas the healthcare systems in most other countries rely heavier on prevention. And that's what my program is all about, primarily in prevention, whether you're 27 or 77. As a result, the people in those countries live longer, healthier lives. Whether or not to provide universal health care or health insurance to every American is not the question. All the debate, guys and girls, that's going on right now, that's not the real question that needs to be answered. What we need to ask is how to give Americans more time to relax, exercise, cook healthy meals, get enough sleep, healthy doses of sunshine, particularly to get vitamin D, particularly going into the winter months where the sun is not out that much in many parts of this country. Rather than subsidizing agribusiness that produces mostly junk food and permitting direct-to-consumer drug advertising, it would be far wiser to focus on providing Americans access to healthy foods and opportunity to exercise and rest. Just 50 years ago, a particular company that tracks pharmaceutical industry has said that the two biggest sellers were over-the-counter drugs, Buffering and Geritol. Okay, that's in the just 50 years ago. At that time, the prescription drug business was microscopic. In 1954, Johnson & Johnson had $204 million in revenue. By 2004, it had grown to about $36 billion, and Merck's drug sales in 1954 were a minuscule $1.5 million. But by 2002, that figure was $52 billion. If enough people realize that they don't need many of the drugs that they are on, that would eventually lower the nation's health care bill and increase the nation's standard of living. Last year, 3.8 billion prescriptions were filled. That's a 72% increase in prescriptions in just 10 years from 1997 to 2007. And let me stop and ask, is that because our population is so much larger, or is it that much more infiltration of the pharmaceutical industry in getting every man, woman, and child in the United States on their drugs? That's why I'm on this program, folks, to give you these alternatives. Moving on, in that same period, the average number of prescriptions filled by each person in the United States increased from about 9 a year, just back in 1997, to almost 11 in 2006, and now, last year, 2007, 13 average number of prescriptions filled for each person in the United States. 13 prescriptions? I don't take any. My wife doesn't take any. We don't need them. We're taking our program. Now, what about seniors like myself and my wife? Are you ready for this number, folks? 28 prescriptions per person. 28 prescriptions. My God, no wonder so many people are sick. No wonder so many people are being diagnosed with things like gluten intolerance, okay, or reflux. Those are eating the wrong foods for your predisposition, for your genetics. That's what it is, and whole industries and companies are popping up. Bipolar industry, which we just talked about with Marcy a little while ago. Please understand, there is no possible way to preserve or improve your health by taking a dozen or more prescription drugs. That is a misconception, a fairy tale complete with a storybook happy ending concocted by shrewd marketing professionals acting in the best interest of the industry that signs their paychecks. It is a myth that simply must be dispelled. I am realizing that it takes a massive shift in thinking to realize that your body can heal itself. My goodness, this is what I talk about over and over and over, week after week, that the body, if allowed, it's not being allowed, but if it's allowed, it will heal itself. And that often drugs only hinder the process. I can't stress enough the importance of the most basic principle of how to resolve an illness, finding the underlying cause of the problem. This is what I do. I'm not treating symptoms. I'm removing the causes through the God-given gift of extraordinary, accurate dowsers and professional dowsers all over the country. Find me on the internet or on the radio, and they come to me. It does work, folks. And I'm not beating my chest. I'm telling you God's truth. It works. But masking with a drug that lessens your symptoms does not fix anything. Taking a drug for what might be bipolar for some people is not going to help. For Marcy, who doesn't have it in the first place, all she's doing is getting herself drugged up, and it's a myth to think that that's going to help. And we're not, as she said, talking about Marcy per se, but that goes for anybody out there. More government involvement does not hold the answer to healthcare crisis. What is needed is more personal involvement, your personal involvement in the form of a commitment to your own health. And I'm almost through here with this. You should also carefully analyze newer health insurance options, such as HRAs and HSAs if you live in the U.S. The basic concept here is to provide protection against medical catastrophes, but to have a high deductible to lower your cost. And that's what my wife and I do, and I recommend to all my senior clients. If you stay healthy, premium savings would more than pay for the higher deductible if you ever need it. And I'm going to answer the phone. Hello? Hello? Somebody has buzzed in. I don't know if they've hung up. Is anybody there? Well, I think they called in and hung up. As drug sales are now dwindling due to a depressed economy, you and your children are likely to be bombarded with increasingly aggressive pharmaceutical marketing. You're going to see more and more of these ads on television and in all of our health magazines that are out there. Don't fall for the scare tactics and decrease mongering and disease mongering. And don't believe the fairy tale that taking a pill with a laundry list of side effects will somehow make you feel as glowing and wonderful as the well-paid actors in the commercial. The more you nurture your body to prevent disease, the less you need to rely on disease management that passes for health care in the United States in the first place. Well, folks, that is Dr. McCullough's recent column. Phenomenal, well put, well researched, and it is speaking truth. So call 1-888-815-9756 and be glad to talk with you. Hello, this is Dr. Needle. May I help you? Hello? Oh, somehow we got off the air. Call 1-888-815-9756. 1-888-815-9756. We've got about, 15, 20 minutes more. And I'm going to continue on with this evening's program. And just give me a call. I'll be happy to do a dousing for you. I'll be glad to tell you, are you in the healthy zone, the neutral zone, or the unhealthy zone, and discuss the program and go over it with you. And if you would rather not call me during the show, you can call me during the week at my office. That's 1-800-653-1056. 1-800-653-1056. I will give you a free dousing, free consultation, explain what all this information I've spoken about and read about Dr. McCullough's column this evening, that you too do not have to follow all the other sheep and realize that there are other ways of natural healing that will be cheaper for you folks. It'll be cheaper. You start out with my program, it's less than a cafe latte. And I don't drink coffee, but those of you that do drink, it's less than a cup of coffee a day when you are in the healing mode, which almost all of my clients start with. And then when you're finished with that, it cuts and goes basically in half. And down the road, you'll be in a maintenance amounts of things that will cut your cost 50%. It is very reasonable, and you need to call me after the show, and we can talk about prices. I don't go over that during the 55 minutes that I'm on the air. What I want to do tonight in the remaining minutes is to go over the number one cause of sickness and disease in my program that I give, and that is working with the 500 food eating plan. And I'm going to go into detail in the time that we have left, and somebody calls in, you know, we'll stop and take care of that caller. The most important thing that we can do is to follow a 100-year-old philosophy, okay, a modality of healing called lectinology. It works 100% for me, my wife and family, and all of the clients that I work with in the United States and Canada. And this lectinology is the pointing out within each individual blueprint. Every single person has a different blueprint. And there are foods that these protein chemicals called lectins are beneficial for the body. They are neutral and they're not harming or hurting the body. And they're not really health foods, but they're okay to eat. And particularly to watch the avoid foods, the foods that are causing irritation, and therefore moving on later on into inflammation. And where is this problem going to occur? It's going to be in the weakness or the predisposition of the individual taking in those lectins. So let me give you an example. Suppose somebody has an irritability to the lectins in avocado. Well, avocado is a fruit. It's got many, many good fats in it. It's got excellent nutrition in it, but not for everyone. And one person's food can be another person's poison. And what we're talking about here is that how do we know and how do we find out what's the best food for me? Or is an avocado good for me? Or maybe it's not good for me, or it's okay for me to eat. And this is where, with God's blessing, and I've told this story, and I won't tonight, but my background of how metaphysically and spiritually that this dousing has come for me to be blessed by BBS Radio, to be on the air, and to spread the word to help so many thousands of people who are interested in knowing that what they're doing now is not working, and they seem to be having so many problems. So let's go back to those lectins. That avocado comes in, and it goes through digestion and down into the gut. It goes out and into the bloodstream. It goes into the cells, and it's assimilated, and everything is just hunky-dory. Okay? Another person has an irritability in that predisposition. Remember where that weakness is in the body. Maybe it's in the prostate. Maybe it's in the breast. Wherever it is, that those weaknesses eventually can cause, through the inflammation, and by the way, the medical community has all accepted the fact that an early stage of disease is inflammation. Folks, I'm going way before that. I'm going back to a much earlier stage. And, you know, I'm working at cell level here. I'm not looking like a mammogram, okay, or CAT scan and picking up, you know, lumps and tumors and all this stuff. I'm picking up stuff very, very early when we can prevent any more and reverse what's there and get rid of it. And yes, I'll use that word cure it, because there are many cases that can be done if those problems are in their early stage. So if that avocado is good for that person, everything's fine. So if you go through all the foods we eat, not just junk food, but so-called good foods, raw foods, organic foods, it doesn't make any difference. It's all about the lectins. And I want to mention something, and I've had several cases of it, another one this week. Somebody goes to an allergist, and they go through, and they're given the eggs or they may be allergic to, and soy they may have problems with, or dairy products and so forth. And then when I do my dousing with these people and go through this eating plan, it turns up that in most cases it's a whole different ball game. Or gluten intolerance. Let me tell you something, folks. I have yet for somebody to prove to me, okay, that it is the gluten that's making them sick. I can prove to you, and you can gather all the testimonials of the clients that I have, that gluten intolerance is not where it's at. It is the lectins, these protein chemicals that are inside of our food. And it doesn't matter whether it's low fat, it doesn't matter whether it's high fat, it doesn't matter about the calories in it, the carbohydrates. We're not talking about any of that. Certainly these things do matter in the overall eating pattern. But what I'm saying is that the real core issue is, am I being irritated? Am I not digesting? And everybody who comes to me, folks, has an assimilation and a digestion problem that should be in a beneficial state. Mine is. So the older I get, I'm in the beneficial state. Wow. Dr. Needle is supposed to be in reverse. The older we get, the more we get run down, and the sicker we get. We're going in reverse, and what we're doing is slowing up the aging process, but doing it by genetics so that you really, really take a quantum leap in your healing and whatever else that's going on out there. And I used to be the treating person. I treated people's diseases, and I treated them, their symptoms, with all of these different herbs and all of these specific individual vitamins. And now, after 2 years of research on my own, I have no research company like Merck or Pfizer. I have to be the guinea pig. And my wife and I, together working with all of this, that we have put together the life force of food sources that are put together specifically for me and my practice. These are not in the health food stores or out there on the internet, but that they work, and when they don't work, we don't use them if they don't vibrate properly. So let's talk about the meat products. Let's start out with the meat products, and we'll continue with this. We're going to run out of time in probably the next 4 or 5 minutes here. But let's talk about, excuse me, we got more than that. No, close to 10 minutes. Let's start out with meat, okay? And some of the meats that are mentioned in this column of the eating plan, let's start with bacon and pork, okay? Now, if you own a barbecue company, you're going to be mad at me. But I'm sorry, guys or girls, I have to tell you, and even if you adore pork, try to cut back on it, I have yet ever to find one human being who is beneficial, okay, or even neutral with pork and pork products, no matter how it's made or what it is. As long as it has pork, it is an irritant to 100% certainly of the population and 100% of my clients. Let's talk about chicken, and let's talk about turkey and veal and lamb. Some people can handle these proteins. Other people cannot. First thing you think about is anything but what I have just explained. But what it really is, folks, is incompatible lectins, whether they work positively in your body and they break down and they're absorbed and assimilated, or they're not. And that's what this is all about. So we take, and you finally find out as we go through here, what's the best protein for me? Is it meat? I don't want to have meat, Dr. Needle. I want to be a vegetarian. Well, maybe it's in your best interest to be a vegetarian. Maybe it isn't. And yours truly, folks, after 30 years in this field and personal experimentation, I've done it all, let me tell you. I've been in macrobiotics. I've been a raw foodist, okay? I've worked low carbohydrate. I've worked with the different diets that are out there, searching, being my own research, along with my wife, Jackie. And the two of us have worked together to finally evolve a program that when we put dousing with it, it just takes it over the top, and it's so, so exciting. The good news about this is that you can change, and these lectins may change as you get healthier and as your immune system gets better. But let's go back to that vegetarian thing, okay? I philosophically believe that I should be in the green, as they say today, that I should be a vegetarian, and I believed in that. But biochemically, it was a disaster for me. I was a vegetarian for over 2 years, but I'm talking about a very strict vegan. And that means that I didn't have any eggs or fish or dairy products or soy. It was fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, grains, and juices. Well, Dr. Needle got pretty sick. This was 15, 20 years ago. And I knew that this wasn't right for me. I didn't know what was right, but I knew that being a vegetarian is not necessarily right. And so many of them are protein deficient unknowingly. Well, I eat a lot of beans and rice. That's not going to bring up the vibrations of protein that are right for that person. And so let's move on to eggs. Have you heard that eggs are bad for you? Have you heard that you should only eat egg whites and the evil of the yellow, the yolk of the egg? Let me tell you, folks, both of them are right for some people. There's some people who it's got nothing to do whether it's the yolk or the lecithin or the fat or whatever the doctor tells you to eat egg whites. One size does not fit all. One size does not fit all. Everybody is different. And eggs are very beneficial for one person. They're not as beneficial, but they're neutral for another person who has a digestive tract that's been compromised, and that will change in my program and become very, very strong. And some people, that it is an avoid, that they should not be eating eggs at all. But it has to do, the bottom line, it's on a always return to incompatible lectins rather than compatible lectins. We get into the fish category. Same thing. You can say, well, I believe in the Mediterranean diet. Well, I got to tell you something, folks. Some people have very strong reactions to olive oil, which is the very base of the Mediterranean diet. For a physician to recommend a Mediterranean diet for everybody out there is very sad. It is misinformation, and it's a lack of his information or her information to put that information out there. Maybe he or she believes that that's the best. But the ultimate is the lectins. Then you specifically know, and maybe it's not right for your brother or sister or cousin or daughter or your father, but it is probably right for you, and this program will once and for all let you know that. So if you go down, there are some people who have trouble, and that's probably true. They have reactions. They can go into aphylactic shock with eating shellfish. Well, that's pretty obvious. But how many people have that problem? The millions that don't are the ones that we're working with. Okay, let's go on to dairy products. Well, as I said earlier, when you talk about the doctors, the allergists who tell somebody dairy products are not right for them. Well, they thought it was by their test, and that's what it showed. But when you go and look at all the overall eating plan of the person, most of the time, not all the time, most of the time, dairy won't be a problem. I had a client this week whose allergist said that stay off of dairy. Well, dairy is not a problem. It was a strong neutral for this person. Okay, nuts and seeds. I've got about one more minute here. Let's hold off here and let me stop because I want to mention again to call my office, folks. Give me a call. There's no charge. I'm here to talk with you to give information for your specifics with dousing. And I will let you know where you are in your health bracket, answer your questions, look at diagnosis in a different avenue, and look at it from a different perspective, not only different, but you'll see, if you come with me, that it will heal you. I will not be on next Thursday night. That is third Thanksgiving Day. So I will not be on then. And then our Christmas Day and New Year's Day, I will not be on. Isn't it interesting? They're all falling on Thursday, my night. So we'll be skipping those three nights, and next week I won't be on, but I will be returning. I thank you so much for listening. God bless and good night.